Texas VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. works Sunday to ramp up diplomatic and financial pressure on Russia over Ukraine, promising to put Moscow on the defensive at the U.N. Security Council, as lawmakers on Capitol Hill said that they were nearing agreement on the mother of all sanctions. The American ambassador to the United Nations said the Security Council will press Russia hard in a Monday session to discuss its massing of troops near Ukraine and fears it's planning an invasion. He said that our voices are unified in calling for the Russians to explain themselves. That's the Ambassador Linda Thomas Greenfield on the U.S. and other council members on ABC's This Week, also saying that they're going into the room prepared to listen to them, but not going to be distracted by the propaganda. Ukraine's ambassador to the U.S. Warned that Russian President Vladimir Putin is waging an attack on democracy, not just on a single country. Russia is claiming that NATO wants to pull Ukraine into the alliance amid escalating tensions between Russia, Ukraine, and the West. North Korea says it has test launched an intermediate range ballistic missile capable of reaching the U.S. territory of Guam, the North's most significant weapon launch in years. The official Korean Central News Agency said Monday that Sunday's test of the missile was aimed at evaluating and verifying its overall accuracy. Washington plans to respond with an unspecified move to demonstrate it's committed to its ally security in that region. This is VOA News. The United Nations has received a credible allegation that more than 100 former members of the Afghan government and security forces and those who worked with international troops have been killed since the Taliban took over the country August 15th. That's according to the Secretary General Antonio Guterres. In a report obtained Sunday by the Associated Press, Guterres said that more than two-thirds of the victims were alleged to result from extrajudicial killings by the Taliban or its affiliates, despite the Taliban's announcement of general amnesties for those affiliated with the former government and U.S.-led coalition forces. The U.N. political mission in Afghanistan also received credible allegations of extrajudicial killings of at least 50 individuals suspected of affiliation with ISIL, the Islamic State extremist group operating in Afghanistan, Guterres said in the report to the U.N. Security Council. Authorities and the United Arab Emirates say its forces intercepted a ballistic missile fired by Yemen's Houthi rebels as the Israeli president visited the country. The rebels have been launching their longest-range attacks yet as Emirati-backed forces press on the Houthis. The attack early on Monday was the third in recent weeks. The UAE's state-run WAM news agency says the remnants of the missile fell outside populated areas and caused no losses. And the attack amid the President Isaac Herzog's visit only fuels tensions affecting the wider Persian Gulf region. New York City has started offering free same-day delivery of COVID antiviral pills for eligible residents. We get details from AP correspondent Julie Walker.
The pills require a positive COVID test, a doctor's prescription, and are in limited supply. But Mayor Eric Adams says,
we're going to do it with the magic New York word. We're going to do it for free.
Dr. Ted Long, the director of NYC Test and Trace, says he's waited for this day to come and now can deliver these pills to residents for free.
I've been aching for the day where I can give my patients a pill to save their lives. I can't tell you how emotional I get thinking about how far we've come with COVID.
Pfizer's Paxlovid and Merck's Molnupiravir are the only at-home antiviral COVID pills that have received FDA authorization. Julie Walker, New York.
And again, this is in New York starting to offering a free same-day delivery of COVID antiviral pills to eligible residents. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.